Stefana Farrelly, Colossal, Lurgon, Connors Murtash, Avenue.
Thomas Gohintach, Jonathan, Carmilla Mahatain.
Carcalor, and Shaw Balia Haclia. What's the weather like in Galway today? Is it good?
For the first time, I'm actually able to say that the weather in Galway is good. It's unbelievable. Like, I was in Dublin last week and it was splitting the stones, and then you come west and it's just complete different climate altogether.
Well, it's at least you're getting a little bit of good weather there today. This all began back in what, 2010?
Yeah, I suppose around 2010, 2009. Yeah, the story goes a rainy day in Connemara, which is kind of topical now that we're talking about the weather. But they had too much to do with the students, and it was all done. And we decided, look, let's make a music video. And I think it was Michael Jackson's Thriller was the first one. And it just went down well. People started using it in schools. People enjoyed it. The students on the course really enjoyed it. And it just kind of gave a good buzz about the place. So we decided to keep going with different videos each year.
And has the Gaeltacht experience changed a lot over the years? Because I remember, it used to be all dances with boys on one side of the room and girls on the other side of the room, and the band and tea given out to you if you spoke a couple of focalas barely.
Well, there's certainly still an element of that left anyway. But I can only speak from my own experience. I'm from Roscommon, so I'm not a native speaker, and I went to College Lurgan as a student myself as 14 with no Irish or anything. And I didn't even go kind of with the idea of learning Irish. I just kind of went because friends of mine were going, and it was just a bit of fun. But no, really, I kind of, what Colossal Lurgan and what colleges, like Irish colleges around the country do for students, I think it shows people that the Irish language is a living language. And that's, like, I was playing football, I was kayaking, going to these discos, everything just but in Irish, you know. And I suppose it opened up a different kind of parameter of, oh my God, this is the language. This is actually something that people used to speak with each other, and I kept going back, and I just kind of fell in love with them from there, and I use Irish every day. I live in Ballaclia, and it's just something. It is something that I'm proud to be able to say that I can speak Irish now, and we're just kind of trying to pass on that energy and that fun and that buzz every year. But we have a big kind of mission about us, I suppose, here in Colossal Lurgan with all the songs we do. You know, we're hoping to get maybe 50 songs done this year and have them up on YouTube and everything. So it's, that's good buzz, like, it's fun, you know, and that's the most important
thing.
Well, you
see, the only downside of this, Stefan, is that you have created a rod with which to beat yourself, because every year you have to produce one that has to be as good as last year's, if not arguably a bit better, isn't it?
Well, I tell you, like, as in every year, each course, we're on course of B at the moment, so, and there's 600 students. So every year you have literally a conveyor belt of fresh talent. So it's not even us, we're just the facilitators. They're the ones that are providing the material and the talent and the fun and the energy, and it's different buzz every single year, and it's kind of easy in that side. And I suppose half the work is done for us too, because all these massive artists are producing these wonderful songs that we just take and record and throw Oscar Egg and stuff. So it's just a bit of crack, really, more than anything else.
Yeah, how long does it take to put all this together? Because look, teenagers are easily distracted, let's put it that way. Does it take a while to corral them?
Well, see, I suppose the magic of it is that it's always people that want to do it. You know, like, we do have 600 students, and none of them, like, you don't have to be involved in the music if you don't want to, but there are always students that really want to do it and are really keen on the practice and the energy and the recording that goes into it. And that's kind of, like, that's half the battle for us. Granted, we when we're doing the videos, it's a big shoot day, so everyone's involved in that, but they're always so much fun, and there's always kind of, like, I suppose if you're kind of a teenager growing up, you're not really overly exposed to this kind of side of things, the media side of things, I suppose.
Oh, but hang on, teenagers are very different nowadays. I work in a radio station, and I'm looking out the window here. There's a few divas on the floor that I could easily pick out. Do the teenagers kind of get a little bit of airs and graces now if they're picked to be at the front? If they're the Justin Bieber of Inverness?
I'd love to be able to give you a big massive story and say that they do, but honest to God, I don't see that happening too much. And, like, in fairness, it is just a lot of positive energy, and it is the students that make it, and that's the most important thing. And I must say, like, this year, like, we have a fairly big team here that we work on loads of different songs, and, like, we have a new song that's out, It Ain't Me by Kygo and Selena Gomez, that kind of collaboration. And I have to say a big shout out to two new members of TG Lurgan, Ruth Neogarty and Sive Holland, that have put in a lot of effort with the choir for this, and it just sounds absolutely wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you what you might as well. I think is this the first time this has been played out loud anywhere?
This is the first time, yeah. We literally, because we knew we were coming to speak to you, Jonathan, we said we pack up our bags and we get this mastered and we get it finished up quickly and we send it on to you. And well, we're giving you the first listen.
Good. So, can they ask you, it ain't me?
It ain't me. Ni hain ni. Ni hain ni.
Ni hain me, show it. And Stefan, when you're putting something like this together, do you have to send a letter to Selena Gomez saying, "Hello, Selena, it's Miss Misha Stefana Farrahy, local Oshler gone. Would you mind awfully if we translated your song into Irish?"
The beauty of that is that she doesn't speak too much Irish, so she won't be able to respond. Yeah. No, no, we don't. Like, they're non-profit. Like, we're not looking to make anything off them. So they're just an educational resource. So we've never had any issues with that, thank God. But
you've been picked up. Some of the artists have actually acknowledged the fact that you've recorded their song.
Yeah, they have, yeah. Like, I remember when we did the Wake Me Up song, Avicii, he actually posted it on his own Facebook and said, "I don't understand a word of this, but I love it," kind of thing. So that was a fairly old pat in the back, I suppose.
Yeah, and who translates it? You translate them?
Well, no, there's a few. There's a big team here. So, like, for that one there, that was Ruth and Sive that really were they were at the kind of the helm of that one. But different songs, like, myself and the rest of the lads from Shot In will be involved in a few. And then there's Keane Cavanagh. There's a big team of people that are involved in the translations and the production of them. So there's about maybe, I suppose you could say, eight to ten of us, if you include Michal himself, the boss man.
The boss man, indeed. Well, you also did a lovely cover of Despacito, which is the Justin Bieber song that is kind of the soundtrack to most people's summers.
Yeah.
And we haven't a clue what he said in Spanish, although I did look up the lyrics the other day. That it's not promoting the kind of thing you'd want down in Clostridlur Gone. You'd need a hose to separate them. Did you soften it a little in the translation to Gaeilge?
Yeah, no, I think it's fair to say that we usually take the edge off some of those songs in the translations, because we wouldn't be still here, I think, if we were to keep that going.
Oh, no, that with that but, sort of thing, yeah. But the kids in that, what I liked about that video is that you had... four Justin Biebers, effectively. You spread the load, including there was one lad who, there's a little bit of Spanish in it, if I'm
not
mistaken.
There is, yeah. Diego, yeah. He's trilingual. He goes to Gael school. His dad's from Madrid, so he's perfectly trilingual. He said, "Look, this is the opportunity for TG Lurgan to go bilingual." And, like, there was no way we were going to sit down and translate a rap. Like, we've done it before but in English, like, but I've never attempted to translate a rap in Spanish. So he said, "Diego, would you mind?"
Diego, you're up, Diego. You're
it's
up.
Already there.
And do you have to audition the kids when they come through? Because, I mean, anyone who goes to Colossus Gone knows that this is probably going to be the high point of the trip, being involved in this, the production of a song and so on. Do you have to have X Factor style open auditions? Do you have a trap door that the bad ones fall through? How does it work?
Yeah, well, it's very simple. There's no real big kind of thing. We bring in a lot of people and we have everyone singing along, and we just notice if people stand out to us, we see if they're interested in that. And usually you kind of hear it from the Kennedy and the Coontree, "Oh, there's this guy here and he really wants to do something and he's really good in that." So it's an informal kind of process more than anything else. But because we do, like, a vast amount of stuff, like, for example, we kind of have two different strands going at the moment, because at the moment we're doing a series for TG Cahead that's going to be airing in, I think, December. And for that, like, we have to pick out kind of people, and we have to kind of almost, like, each episode will feature a student, and it'll go through their whole life. We'll say, like, the cameras will visit their house back in their home place, you know, and they'll talk about, you know, what made them decide to come to Colossus and what made them get into their hurling, their football, their music or whatever. And then they sing one live kind of acoustic based song, and then one of the kind of the classic TG Lurgan ones that are big productions. And they're only going to be 15-minute long shows, and they're so much fun to make. Like, and I think each student that's involved really gets a lot from it, you know. So, like, for example, that's one kind of strand. And the other strand then is just the standard kind of TG Lurgan stuff that we've been doing, which are the big projects that we like to do every year. And there's no rules with them because we're not signed up to any, like, television station or anything. So we're just having a bit, like, it's all a bit of fun, like, because there's so much going on all the time. There's always stuff for people to be doing. Like, there's drummers, there's guitarists, there's cellists, there's fiddlers, there's absolutely everything between trad, classical, and even between the different dances.
Yeah, look, it's a lot more exciting than a trip to the Gaeltacht in the 1980s, let's put it that way. Stefano Fáil from the music department of Cláiste Lurgán, at TG Lurgán is your Twitter handle, and no doubt It Ain't Me will be up there at some point with a YouTube video
as well.
Yeah,
and fire us on some suggestions as well, because we're always racking our brains for different ideas for songs. So if anyone has any suggestions out there, send us a tweet at TG Lurgán, just fire us on a suggestion, and you never know, we could have it done by the end of the summer.
Jesus, God knows what you're going to get on the back of that. But anyway, good luck with us, Stefano.
Good luck, Jonathan.
Slán go fóill. Good luck to everyone over there in Invern taking part in that.